Thanks for downloading this IMSA Radio podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy by visiting IMSAradio.com or search for IMSA Radio wherever they get their podcasts.
The Countdown to Green.
Hello, everybody, and welcome along to the Hagerty Global Broadcast Booth. It's John Hind off Jeremy Shaw, and Shea Adam is in the pit lane for us here at the Daytona International Speedway. Good to have you company wherever you are in the world. We're getting competitive at the Raw before the Rolex 24 hours, as we'll be setting the grid for next weekend's 24-hour race. It's a relatively new concept, this, with qualifying races. We've had the qualifying for the qualifying race. Covered that yesterday for you. We'll go through all of that with Jeremy Shaw. And in the next half hour or so, we'll give you the Porsche keys to the race. We'll have all the news from the pits and the paddock about who's there, how they've got there, the drivers, because there's only two drivers taking part in this race for each of the 61 entered cars. Yes, 61 entered, so Jeremy's grid read is going to need a deep breath and probably a lie down in a darkened room afterwards for Jeremy Shaw. It's the Michelin Countdown to Green, and it's live here on IMSA Radio. Well, let's waste no time in picking up some of the atmosphere as we head down to the pits and the pit lane where the cars are beginning to line up. Shea Adam is there. Welcome back to IMSA Radio for, I suppose we call this our first competitive race of the year, Shea. It is in terms of IMSA content, it is standing for something, but not quite as much as it stood for last year.
No, the teams are quite relieved. They don't have to take down all of their pit equipment and move it in this couple of days off between the Roar weekend and then when the Rolex festivities kick off. We're no longer fighting for the pit boxes, but we are still fighting for qualifying positions and, of course, championship long season points. You get points that are a tenth of what they are in the race, but still, it's something, and every point counts, as we found out at the end of last year with quite a few classes. For more on that, you can read about it online. But we are here. It's 49 degrees out. We've got a grid full of people and cars, 61, as you rightly said. Not everybody took part in the qualifying yesterday. Some people actually elected to save a set of tires. And coming into the race, there are a few people, John, who are taking this as a race. There are also a few people taking this as a test, so don't be surprised if you see a couple of cars retire after the first pit stop.
Yeah, and that's not going to hurt them other than where they start the race next weekend. Let's pick up on a few stories, Shay, because it hasn't been plain sailing for everybody on the grid this weekend at the Raw before the Rolex 24, and got to start off with Gradient, whose car ended up slightly not looking as it came out of the trailer, in fairness. How's the repairs been going, and will they actually make it to the race?
Repairs are complete. The car, I can't actually tell if it's on the grid because there's too many people around the car blocking it off from every other view. But Kiffin Simpson, who was the unfortunate one to be driving at the time of the contact at turn five, he had a very misfortunate incident where he kind of went off in between the bales of tires. It caused more damage to the car. They had to do some frame welding. They had to do a lot of work overnight. They actually got a special dispensation to stay in the garage later and then come back in earlier. The work is done. The car was almost ready for warm-up, and Kiffin Simpson gets straight back on the horse. He's going to be starting this race.
Okay. Anything else that we need to be following? Your preview programs gave us a whole load of information, but obviously there's a lot of changes in drivers. We'll go through some of those when we get into the race. But what's happened in the last couple of days? What should we be looking out for?
In terms of looking at the top category of the DPI, we have as many cars as we had last year, but we do not have the same driver lineup in any of those cars. There's been changes throughout the entirety of that field. Acura dominated the early running. They were quickest in the first three practice sessions. And then yesterday, when it came time for qualifying, well, it was Cadillac's show. We have had two cars from that category, though, move to the back of the grid. The first of which is the 01 Cadillac racing car. Renger van de Zanden, with an off during the session, caused a red flag, lost his two fastest laps. He was moved to the back. But then the 10, the Konica Minolta Acura that won this race last year, was moved to the back quite late last night. They failed post-qualifying tech. As we look at the other categories, LMP2, both of the G-Drive by APR cars are being wheeled back into their pit boxes right now. I'm a little confused as to why. The 69 has been in the fence a fair few times this weekend from John Faulb. They have had quite a bit of crash damage, but both cars are being wheeled back into their pit box. Let me get some info on that, John, and I'll let you know what's going on.
We'll let you do that and pick up some interviews as well. Shea Adam on pit lane for us for this event. And, of course, as we, I suppose we have started now, haven't we, our Rolex coverage, but extensive Rolex coverage starting on Wednesday with a special edition of Midweek Motorsport from the Hagerty Global Broadcast booth overlooking the start-finish line. And Jeremy Shaw is with me. Hello, Jeremy. New season about to get underway, and a new season that is chock full of promise and excitement.
Yay! Absolutely right. Super excited for the start of this season. I think the GTD Pro, I've been in favour of that since the beginning, since it was first announced, a year ago, I guess now. And I think it's more than lived up to expectations in terms of the entry list. Some interesting antics, I think, going on during the quote-unquote qualifying session yesterday with, for some reason, quite a few of the teams either not showing their full hand or drivers that probably shouldn't be factory drivers, quite frankly. So that's kind of interesting. I think a lot of them just sort of, you know, it's a test session. I don't think many of the teams took yesterday terribly seriously, but I think the level of seriousness, John, is ramping up a little bit today, but nothing like as much as it's going to be next weekend.
Yeah, can't wait. Absolutely can't wait for that. So this effectively gets the qualifying out of the way. So we'll have lots of effectively free practice for the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship runners before we go into the race on Saturday into Sunday. Jeremy, leave you for a moment. We'll have the Porsche keys to the race. After Jeremy's given us the grid rundown, we're going to let him take a deep breath for that. Let's head back to Shea Adam, who's on the grid with the Sun Energy One team. Shea?
Well, this car isn't literally on fire, but it looks like the hottest commodity on the grid. And Kenny Habul, yesterday, qualifying. Where did that lap come from? That was fuego.
Well, you know, they say in Australia, the sun shines on a dog's behind some days. So I think I was lucky. But, look, I just put it all together, and, you know, those conditions suit me. Slicks and a damp track was just my favourite thing, so I was lucky.
You had a great run in Dubai last week. You've had brilliant performances in Bathurst. Endurance races, they suit you. It was second last year. You think you can move it up one position this year?
Well, we'll see. I'm with one of the best in the industry, Raphael, so it's really his job to do the fancy stuff. It's my job just to bring it back in one piece, so we'll see.
How important would it be for the team and the confidence of everybody to finish the race today first and then start the race next week in that prime position?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's 24 hours. You just want to stay out of trouble. But it's fun, and, you know, and it's encouraging for everyone, for the fans, for the mechanics. I mean, we want to do well. So we take this race seriously. But to be honest, I'm not that concerned where we start. I'm a little worried about the start of the 24. There was a crash last year before the green flag. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Okay, Tim, I'll be talking about it.
Well, Kenny,
this.
It's great to see you again. Good luck today and better luck next weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Right, Shea's going to have a wander through. There's an awful lot of people on the grid that she's got to pick her way through. While she finds her next victim, let's, for the first time in 2022, fire up the grid music. Tim Gray is our executive producer up in London, and Jeremy Shaw is going to take an extremely, extremely deep breath indeed. Here's where all of the cars will start for the qualifying race for the Rolex 24 Hours for 2022. Jeremy?
Thank you very much indeed, John. Yeah, we've got a massive field here, 61 cars. We've got 7 DPI cars. We've got 10 LMP2s, 9 LMP3s, 13 in GTD Pro, and 22 in GTD. So let's start at the back. There were a whole bunch of cars that either didn't go out or had some problems yesterday in the qualifying session. One of them started will start last on the grid, actually went to the last position because it changed its starting tyres as well. That's car number 42, the NTE Sport, switching this year to a Lamborghini Huracan. That car will be started by Don Yount. On row 30 is car number 64, Ted Giovannis, a team TGM, back again this year in a Porsche 911 GT3R. Similar car alongside for GMG Racing, car number 34, starting driver is Kyle Washington. Row 29 is Kiffin Simpson in the aforementioned Gradient Racing Acura car number 66, that car repaired from a crash yesterday. Alongside him, having had a problem on the outlap in qualifying yesterday, Mercedes car number 15 for Proton USA and WeatherTech Racing, that is Austin Sindrick. Moving forward on the grid, the 56th position is Nick Boole. Another car did not go out yesterday. That's a hardpoint number 99 Porsche 911 GT3R. Alongside another car that had problems yesterday, car number 27, the Heart of Racing team Aston Martin Vantage GT3, started by Roman De Angelis. Row 27, John McGrew in car number 19. That's a TR3 Racing Lamborghini Huracan. Alongside the BMW M4 GT4, brand new M4 for this season, the Turner Motorsport BMW car number 96, starting driver is Robbie Foley. Making its return to the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship for Northeast AMR, another Aston Martin car number 98, the Canadian Paul Dallalana. Alongside him, Mike Skeen, car number 32, the Gilbert Courthoff Motorsports Mercedes AMG GT3. Row 25, Robert McGuinness, car number 39, the car barn with Peregrine Racing, switching this year to a Lamborghini Huracan, alongside a Porsche for Wright Motorsports, last year's championship winning contending team, Ryan Hardwick in car number 16. Car number 71 will start in the 48th position, that's a TR3 Motorsport North American Lamborghini Huracan for Misha Goikberg, alongside Luis Perez Compunk, former rally champion, car number 21 from South America in the AF Corsa Ferrari 488 GT3. Another BMW, one of the BMW M Team RLL entries, a GTD Pro car for car number 25, beside the 46th position. That's John Edwards, alongside John Potter, car number 44, the Magnus Racing Aston Martin Vantage GT3, another change for that team this season. Inception Racing in car number 70 will start its McLaren 720S GT3 for the 44th position. That's Brendan Erebe, alongside Antonio Garcia in the factory Corvette Racing Chevrolet Corvette C8R GTD, a new car for this season, or a newly downgraded car from GTLM this season. That's car number 3. His teammate, car number 4, Tommy Milner, will start one place ahead of him. Alongside on the grid will be the number 12, Frankie Montecalvo, in the Vassar Sullivan Lexus RCF GT3. Roberto Lacorte from Italy in car number 47, the Settler Racing Ferrari, will start 40th, alongside Julian Andlauer, car number 79, WeatherTech Racing Porsche 911 GT3R. Row 19, Sheldon van der Linde, the second of the BMW M Team RLL BMW M4 GT3s, that's car number 24, alongside Michael de Quesada, the Allegra Motorsports Mercedes, in car number 28. 18th row, Mauro Engel, car number 97, WeatherTech Racing Mercedes AMG GT3 running in the Pro category, alongside Ben Barnicot switching across to Vassar Sullivan in the Lexus RCF GT3, car number 14. Row 17 on the grid is David Arrigon, number 62, the Risi Competizione Ferrari 488 GT3, alongside the GTD regular McLaren 720S GT3, a new team to the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, Crucial Motorsports, John Miller, the starting driver. Ross Gunn will start car number 23, the Heart of Racing team Aston Martin Vantage, alongside the Lamborghini Huracan for TR3 Racing, car number 63, Andrea Caldarelli. Row 15 on the outside, Russell Ward, last year's winner, the number 57 Wynwood Racing Mercedes AMG GT3, alongside a similar car and a pole sitter in the regular GTD category. Brilliant effort. We just heard from him in the Sun Energy 1 Mercedes, car number 75 from Australia, is Kenny Habel. Row 14 of the grid is the top two GTD Pro cars. In the second position in qualifying, car number 9, last year's champion, championship-winning team for Pfaff Motorsports, the Porsche of Matthew Jaminet. And on the pole position, a brilliant debut for the KCMG team in car number 2 from Switzerland, Alexandra Imperatore. Row 13, moving on to the LMP3 cars, is Gar Robinson, last year's champion in the Riley Motorsports Ligier JSP320. Car number 74 did not take part in qualifying yesterday. Alongside him is Mark Kouame in the 47 Motorsports Duquesne. That's car number 7. Row 12, Ori Fidani. Car number 13, the AWA Duquesne, alongside the Ligier of Sean Creech Motorsports, car number 33, Lance Wilsey. Row 11, John Bennett, car number 54 for Court Autosport, another Ligier, and another Duquesne for Mueller Motorsports North America, is car number 6, Ayrton Ori. Onto the 10th row of the grid, third fastest in LMP3 qualifying, car number 36, Andretti Autosport Ligier, that is Jarrett Andretti. Alongside a young Chilean, car number 38 for Performance Tech Motorsports, another Ligier. Excellent qualifying run for Nico Pino. But on the pole position from Australia, in his very first IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship start for Mueller Motorsports America in another Duquesne D08, car number 26, is Cameron Shields. Next up is LMP2. Jim Maguire will start car number 22, the United Autosports Orica, in the 17th position. All cars in LMP2, by the way, are Orica chassis with the Gibson V8 engines. Row 8 on the grid is car number 18. That's Era Motorsports for Dwight Merriman. And car number 8 for Tower Motorsport is John Ferrano. Fritz van Eert from the Netherlands will start car number 29 for Racing Team Netherlands in the 14th position. Alongside him, Eric Lux, car number 81 for Dragon Speed USA. The pair of G Drive Racing by APR, that's Algarve Pro Racing, entries will share row 6, John Faulb in car number 69 and Francois Herriot on car number 68. On the 5th row of the grid, Dennis Andersen got from Denmark for High Class Racing in car number 20, alongside Stephen Thomas in car number 11 for PR1 Matheson Motorsports. The sister car for PR1 Matheson on the pole position, and Ben Keating has won the pole position again for the third straight year here at Daytona. He will start from the pole in LMP2, 8th overall in car number 52. Now finally, the DPI contenders. Last year's championship, or last year's race-winning car, the Konica Minolta Acura ARX05, the car number 10 will be started by Philip Albuquerque. Row 3 is Renger van der Zander in a 01 Cadillac Racing Cadillac DPI. Alongside him, Tom Blomqvist in car number 60, the Meyer Shank Racing with Kerb Agajani in Acura. Top 4 positions, well, they're all Cadillacs. On the outside of row 2, Jimmy Johnson, a fine qualifying run in the number 48 Ally Cadillac. Alongside him, Tristan Nunez making his DPI debut in car number 31 for Whelan Engineering Racing. Finally, the front row of the grid. From the UK, for Cadillac Racing, with Chip Ganassi, is car number 02, that's Alex Lynn. And on the pole position for today's race for JDC Miller Motorsports in car number 5 from France is Tristan Vautier.
Well done, Jeremy Shaw. Let's head straight back to the pit lane. The grid is being cleared. Shea Adam, where have you moved to? Hello, Shea.
I found our LMP3 pole sitter, Cameron Shields. Wow. Yesterday was fun getting to see you. You certainly made a name for yourself in IMSA from one qualifying session. The LMP3 car, it's quite different to the open wheel stuff you've been driving. Clearly you like it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. First time in my car yesterday with a new team as well. And yeah, we went out and got pole position, so very happy with that lap. And looking forward to our race now. We just wanted to run smooth and work through our procedures before the 24-hour next week.
What's the longest race you've done prior to this weekend?
Probably maybe 50 minutes, so my first stint's going to be longer than my longest race. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. And just hope we stay fit.
Enjoy it. Hopefully I'm talking to you after this race about a real pole position.
Thank you very much.
Let's stay with Shea, and we'll keep the mic open from Shea while she's wandering around trying to grab a few people as the grid is being cleared. It's the Michelin Countdown to Green. It's John Hindorf and Jeremy Shaw in the Haggerty Global booth while Shea Adam is down there in the pit. Shea, just shout up when
I can't tell you about G-Drive.
Oh, yes, please.
If you would like to know the mystery behind that.
Yeah, went back to their pit box. What was going on there?
Somebody had forgotten to read the rule book and find out that there was no recon lap, and they had to fuel the cars because the cars did not have adequate fuel to make it around to the green flag. Oops.
Ah. Okay, interesting one. Very good. Hello to Jerry Z, who's on the ground at Daytona International Speedway. Peter Petrides, also to MGT. And we wish all of the drivers the best as well. Kevin Simpson is getting ready to go. At IMSA Radio, if you want to get in touch with us here in the Haggerty broadcast booth. Our Porsche keys to the race. Jeremy Shaw, this is not standard. This is a short race. We have a couple of 100-minute races, normally at Detroit and at Long Beach. Two drivers only, so it is going to be a different mindset here. Jeremy.
Yes, it is, John, going to be a little bit different, certainly. But, some of the teams are going to take this more seriously than others, I think. Where you start for a 24-hour race really isn't that important. I mean, there's so much racing ahead of them next weekend that they're not going to be too fussed about that. And, you know, a lot of people don't like balance of performance concept, which tries to equalize the cars, even though they may be very, very different technical packages. I think it's great. But one of the problems with, and I think we saw it yesterday in qualifying, a lot of teams really not showing their true speed yet, I believe, unless some of the pro drivers, like I said earlier on, shouldn't be pro drivers, because we saw some very surprising turns of event yesterday in the qualifying session. Having said that, look, the IMSA technical team, they're on top of all that. They see all the data. They know how much fuel is on board the cars at all time. I fancy quite a few of the cars yesterday might well have qualified on more fuel than they would normally do, so therefore heavier, therefore a little bit slower. But it's so competitive in GTD as ever, pro or non-pro.
So 100 minutes to what then, Jeremy? Find out about yourself, find out about those winter tune-up tricks that have been going on, and presumably with 61 cars on the grid for next weekend as well, to learn about traffic.
Well, that's the main thing, I think. You know, there's a lot more cars this year than there were last. This is the biggest field we've had since 2014, which was the first year of the get-together between after ALMS and Grandam got together again. So it is a big field. The pit boxes, as Shay Adam was alluding to a little while ago, they're really small here. It's very, very tight on pit lane. During the caution periods, the prototypes and the GT cars are going to be pitting separately, but even so, there is not a lot of room on pit lane, and so that is something that the teams very much need to be aware of and plan for, and this is a perfect opportunity to do so.
So there's a lot of learning going on. The other thing I would say now, Porsche keys to the race, that clearly where you start next Saturday is not necessarily where you're going to finish. So risk management, Jeremy, risk versus reward, because you don't want a balled up car that needs a complete rebuild in the time between now and next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You certainly don't. And so, yeah, there is certainly going to be a modicum of caution involved here during this race today, no question about it. But at the same time, you know, you want to make sure your car is competitive, that it can, where you can make passes. And particularly, like we were just talking about before, you know, working with all the traffic here, and you know, the GTD cars, and they're going to be quicker than some of the LMP3s. We look at the qualifying times yesterday, and generally the fastest LMP3 cars were maybe 3 seconds or a little bit less, 2.5 seconds quicker than the GTD cars. But many of the drivers in LMP3, and even a few in LMP2, aren't as quick as some of the drivers in GTD. So that traffic factor is going to be big.
The other thing that is the Porsche keys to the race, and Shea was talking about this earlier, and we'll bring Shea back in now as well. It's cold. And, you know, that is, again, it's good practice, Jeremy, because no tyre warmers in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. And during the night next weekend, the forecast is pretty chilly as well.
Well, yeah, I just had a look at that this morning, actually. I think next weekend, next Saturday, it shows a 38 as a high overnight. Chilly. So, yeah, It is going to be very difficult to build heat into the tyres. And you know, it's not super warm today. I think it's warmer today than it was yesterday. But temperatures this week are going to be a lot cooler than kind of normal here for Daytona this time of year.
Thank goodness we're in the Hagerty Global broadcast booth. Michelin countdown to green. Let's go back to Shea Adam and sample some of the atmosphere as we're getting ready for a 5 past the hour green flag. We'll go live in sound and vision in about 7 minutes' time. Shea, where have you wandered down to?
I'm just sort of in the horde of people trying to make my way down to where our other three pole sitters are boxed, which is closer to pit in. They've got the DPIs and the GTD Pro cars down at the pit in end, LMP3 and GTD non-pro, just normal GTD, I suppose. That is down towards pit out, which is where I was to talk to our two pole sitters that we got before. But our other three pole sitters are boxed quite a bit further down. And given that every driver is now either getting ready to get into his car or has gotten into his car, the choices of speaking to people down there has gotten a little bit limited. So I'm about halfway down the pit lane. I'll shout when I get all the way.
Just grab anybody for a bit of a chat as we do have you on the lane at the moment. So 61 cars, the undoubted, Jeremy, for me, success story already of this year is 13 cars in GTD Pro. IMSA leading the way there, realising that the GT Le Mans category wasn't cutting it and have made the changes. The biggest change having to be made, of course, by the Corvette team, who don't have a GT3 car. They've had to backwards engineer last year's car and the spare into two entries here this weekend. They're running on different Michelin tyres. They've had to put different electronics and on the car. They've had to turn it down a bit. Now, this is a really learning experience for them.
Yeah, and just to clarify what you said there, when you say different tyres, you mean different to last year, of course.
Yes.
Everybody runs the same tyre in all GTD cars run the same tyre for this season, whether pro or non-pro. So, but you're absolutely right. You know, and that's you know, no small task that team has undertaken. So far this week, it would appear that the cars aren't quite on the front-running pace. But look, Chevrolet, the Corvette racing team, we've seen them over the years. You know, rarely do we see their full capabilities until it really matters. They were given a break yesterday before the qualifying session. Was it before the final practice session? I can't remember. I think it was right before the qualifying session. Actually, there was a slight adjustment made to the balance of performance. Of course, you know, that being a new car, and also the BMW being a brand new car this season, the IMSA technical team had to take a bit of a flyer to set the weights and fuel tank sizes and all the different parameters that go into the balance of performance to make sure the cars are as equal as possible. And after the sessions yesterday, before qualifying, BMWs were granted a little bit more turbo boost, as was the Ferrari, which is an older car, but still get a little bit more boost. And the Corvette had its engine air restricted, a little air restrictor that permits a certain amount of air to go into the engine. Of course, air plus fuel equals horsepower. Bit more air, bit more horsepower. And their restrictor size was actually increased quite a lot at 1.5. I think it's probably as much as 25 or 30 horsepower, so a fair bit, fair increase there for Corvette. They didn't really show it in qualifying yesterday, so it's going to be very interesting, John, to see how those cars perform in the race today. Yeah. And then, of course, next weekend as well.
Let's go to Shea Adam, who has Richard Westbrook.
It's welcome back to IMSA for Richard Westbrook. He's just speaking with Mike Rockefeller really quick. Hey, Mike. Yeah, I'll find him at some point this weekend too, Michael. You can be promised that. Richard, welcome home. How nice is it that to welcome you back, Tristan Vautier, your full season co-driver, plunked the car at the best at qualifying yesterday.
Yeah, he did pretty good, didn't he? No, we've just been slowly chipping away, working hard. I mean, I've learned that in my years racing, that, you know, the only way you can get to the top is by hard work. And we've done that really well this week. We started off with a difficult car and we've just, just chipped away at it, like I said. And, you know, we had a good car in qualifying, that's for sure. But, you know, this is almost like a test session as well. We've got to see, this will be the first real, true long run for everyone. So we'll see if we've got a good enough race car like we do in qualifying.
Well, last year you were in the slowest class in GTD. This year you're in the top class. You're going to be enjoying a different perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I love being in the Aston last year, and I've, you know, I know what it's like being here in the top class. I did it for 6 or 7 years in the DP. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's a racing car. It's got four tyres and a steering wheel. You just drive it as best you can, and you try and give as best feedback you can to the team, and just slowly just improve all the time. So, you know, the work ethic, all of that stays the same.
Richard, good luck in the Mustang sampling Cadillac.
Thank you. Good to see you.
And as everyone can hear in the background, the engines have fired. We are rolling off the pit lane.
Broadcast booth. Oh, isn't that great to hear the engines revving as they head out of the pits. Now Shear's going to keep a weather eye. Everybody moving, Shear? Nobody with a problem thus far.
Well, John, at one point yesterday in the practice session, we had a red flag, and because it was off the back of another red flag, all the cars went and parked in the fast lane. The line extended beyond the pit commit boards to come into the pit lane. So no, even though all the cars have been moving for about 2 minutes now, we're only down to the Inception race McLaren getting its wheels spinning on the grid. We still have about 20 cars to go.
All right, keep an eye on that. We're hearing that one car that isn't moving at the moment. Now let's see if we can pick that one up. Is the number 6 Milner Motorsports Duquesne 08. That's one of the LMP3 cars. Should be Moritz Krantz and Ayrton Ott is driving that car. Only two drivers required for this 100-minute race. Michelin countdown to green is over. We're ready to go racing and to set the grid for the 60th running of the Rolex 24 hours at Daytona.